I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The WIA State Girls Basketball Tournament will be played this weekend. Games will begin on Thursday. Division 3 action features Elk Mound and Xavier at 1:35 and Oostburg and Laconia following that game. Also, the Thursday night session features number 1 seed the Prairie School against number 4 seed Cuba City at 6:35, and number 2 St. Mary Catholic takes on number 3 Durand, Arkansas later on in the night on Thursday. And the action will resume on Friday morning at 9:05 in Division 4, where number 1 seeded Assumption plays number 4 Owen Withy, and number 2 Lord's Academy will take on number 3 seed Barneveld. Championship games will be played in all divisions coming up on Saturday afternoon. Action continues on Friday with Division 2 semifinals. Edgewood will play Rice Lake and Wauwatosa East against West De Pere. And the championships for Division 1 will be played on Saturday with semifinals on Friday night. Kimberly plays Appleton East and Arrowhead against Muskego as well. The WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional Championships were played on Saturday night around the state. Number 2 seed Royal was a winner over number 3 Highland, 60-53 in overtime. A tremendous game on Saturday night, and it was North Crawford, a 4th seed, knocking off number 1 seeded Potosi, 66-59. Also advancing from D5, Southwestern, after a win over Barneveld, 71-56, and Abundant Life Christian, 89-60 over Belmont. In Division 4, Mineral Point advanced after a victory against Lancaster. They will meet Darlington at Lancaster High School coming up on Thursday night. Darlington's win was 64-42 over Cuba City. Mineral Point beat Lancaster 83-43. And then in Division 3, Wisconsin Dells a winner against Lodi 50-40. They will take on Platteville at Richland Center High School on Thursday night. Platteville end of the year for River Valley, 75-56 on Saturday night. Following the game on our postgame show, I asked River Valley coach Luke Thatcher about his team making it to the regional final.
It's a lot of fun to be here. It is a lot of fun to be here, and when we've been fortunate enough to win 2, but as my wife reminded me, it's been 10 years since the last time we've won a regional championship, and that would be the next step that we're looking for, is to elevate us there. And I think, you know, some of the athletes are coming around to do that, and I hope the work in the off season takes place, because this, you know, you don't cut nets down because you jump onto the basketball floor in November. It is a 10 to 12 month a year. You better be getting shots up. I understand there's 3 sport athletes, but the best players are playing year round. They're at least getting the ball in their hand, and you know, there are very few kids that see playing time, even in Division 3, are just stepping on the floor come November and hang it up on a night like tonight.
The Platteville team moves on to play Wisconsin Dells. We had the final there, and you've seen them as well this year, haven't you?
We have, yes. Nice team. They've got some size. They've got some shooters. They've got a lot of length. They'll apply some pressure. This could be a very good game for them. Should be a competitive game. Both very talented athletic teams.
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher on our postgame show on Saturday night. Also, state team wrestling over the weekend. The Division 1 champion was crowned Saturday afternoon when Kaukauna defeated Arrowhead 54-13. Division 2 champion was won by St. Croix Falls after a 38-34 victory over Coleman. And the Division 3 title goes to Mineral Point. They had a close bout but defeated Wyawega Fremont 32-28 on Saturday afternoon. River Valley gymnast Anya Sefrud with a 5th-place finish in the vault at the state tournament over the weekend, 22nd in the beam, 24th in the bars, and 14th in the all-around. Anya Sefrud representing River Valley and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at the state gymnastics meet at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. On the state scene, the Wisconsin women's hockey team is seeded number one in the 2025 NCAA tournament after beating Minnesota 3-2 Saturday. The men dropped a decision Sunday by the same score, ending their season. The women's team is making its 12th straight tournament appearance. Clarkson and Boston will meet in Madison Thursday night. The winner of that game will take on the Badgers Saturday with an appearance the next week in the NCAA Frozen Four on the line. The Bucks are finding no success against the other top teams in the NBA Eastern Conference. Sunday's 112-100 loss to Cleveland means Milwaukee is winless in 9 games against the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Knicks this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points in the loss. The Bucks led for less than 30 seconds of the game. Milwaukee's next outing is Tuesday at Indianapolis. Elsewhere in the NBA, Oklahoma City over Denver, 127-103. Phoenix, 125. Dallas, 116. Memphis over New Orleans, 107-104. Philadelphia beat Utah, 126-122. Minnesota, 141. San Antonio, 124. Detroit, 119. Portland, 112. And in overtime, the Clippers beat Sacramento, 111-110. Michigan State was a winner over Michigan yesterday, 79-62 in Big Ten college basketball. The Badgers suffered a stunning upset loss to Penn State Saturday at home, 86-75. Penn State come from behind to claim its first victory on Wisconsin's home court in 30 years. John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell each had 19 points. UW cut the deficit to 2, 72-70, with 3:43 remaining, but they went the rest of the way without hitting a field goal. The Badgers will meet the winner of a play-in game between Northwestern and Minnesota coming up on Wednesday. 32 points by senior guard Cam Jones were not enough to help avoid the loss for Marquette in overtime to St. John's. The Golden Eagles are slumping down the stretch while finishing the regular season with 6 losses in their last 10 games. David Joplin scored 21. Marquette had a shot in regulation, but Ben Gold missed one in the closing seconds. The Eagles are seeded 5th in the Big East Conference tournament, and they meet Xavier on Thursday. In exhibition baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost to Kansas City 5-2. Cleveland won nothing over the White Sox. San Francisco beat the Cubs 8-6 as well. St. Louis defeated the Yankees 6-5. NFL MVP Josh Allen was rewarded with a contract extension worth $330 million, with an NFL record $250 million of it guaranteed, which makes him among the league's highest paid players. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.